Welcome to Morning Prayer for Sunday, December 4th, 2022, the second Sunday of Advent. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the forest shall clap their hands. For behold, our Lord and ruler is coming to reign forever. Alleluia! Come, Lord Jesus. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. In your great compassion, blot out my offenses. Wash me through and through from my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my offenses, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. So you are justified when you speak, and right in your judgment. Indeed, I was born steeped in wickedness, a sinner from my mother's womb. Indeed, you delight in truth deep within me, and would have me know wisdom deep within. Remove my sins with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be purer than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness, that the body you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my wickedness. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with your bountiful Spirit. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. O Lord our God, we give you thanks for the hope and longing you instill in us through the promise of our baptism, a voice crying out in the wilderness, a messenger to prepare the way, the day of redemption drawing near. By the power of your Holy Spirit, poured out upon us in baptism, keep us awake and make us ready for the coming of your glorious realm of righteousness, justice, and peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Psalm 28. O Lord, I call to you. My rock, do not be deaf to my cry, lest if you do not hear me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my prayer when I cry out to you, when I lift up my hands to your Holy of Holies. Do not snatch me away with the wicked or with the evildoers, who speak peaceably with their neighbors, while strife is in their hearts. Repay them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their actions. According to the work of their hands, repay them, and give them their just deserts. They have no understanding of the Lord's works, or the deeds of God's hands. Therefore God will break them down and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, who has heard the voice of my prayer. You, Lord, are my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, and I have been helped. So my heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to you. You, Lord, are the strength of your people, a safe refuge for your anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance, shepherd them and carry them forever. Strong shepherd of your people, you heard the cry of your Son when he stretched out his hands on the cross, and you hear us when we lift our hands in prayer to you. Strengthen us to offer you thanks for the mighty works that you have done, and make our hearts dance for joy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains shake in the depths of the sea, though its waters rage and foam, and though its mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city, it shall not be shaken. God shall help it at the break of day. The nations rage and the kingdom shake. God speaks and the earth melts away. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come now, regard the works of the Lord, what desolations God has brought upon the earth. Behold the one who makes war to cease in all the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shields with fire. Be still, then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Lord God, our refuge and strength, when raging waters rise up against your holy city, watch over it and keep it safe. Make us still in your presence, and bring an end to war and violence, that all people may dwell in safety along the river that flows in the city of God, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. A reading from the second epistle of St. Peter. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and destroyed, and the elements will melt with fire? But in accordance with his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth, where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. So also our beloved brother Paul wrote to you according to the wisdom given him, speaking of this as he does in all his letters. There are some things in them hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures. You, therefore, beloved, since you are forewarned, beware that you are not carried away with the error of the lawless and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Repent and return to God. The realm of heaven is at hand. Thanks be to God. The Canticle of Zechariah. The Lord proclaims, "Repent, the kingdom of God is upon you." Alleluia. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. The Lord proclaims, "Repent, the kingdom of God is upon you." Alleluia. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember your holy covenant. The Lord proclaims, "Repent, the kingdom of God is upon you." Alleluia. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you, all the days of our life. The Lord proclaims, "Repent, the kingdom of God is upon you." Alleluia. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. The Lord proclaims, "Repent, the kingdom of God is upon you." Alleluia. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. The Lord proclaims, "Repent, the kingdom of God is upon you." Alleluia. Satisfy us with your love in the morning, and we will live this day in joy and praise. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn bringing the glory of our risen Lord, who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the mission and ministry of the Church, for every service that proclaims your love, for the people and relationships that sustain us, for our calling to daily discipleship, for signs of new life and hope. Merciful God of might, renew this weary world, heal the hurts of all your children, and bring about your peace for all, in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, for the stewardship and healing of creation, for friends and family members, for neighbors in special need, for the wisdom of your Spirit for this day. Merciful God, you sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation. Give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May the God of peace make us holy, and the power of the Spirit sustain us, until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.